everybody. Welcome to another edition of Rungren Radio. Mel, I feel kind of weird because keep thinking I'm on TV, but I'm not.
It's very old school tonight, isn't it?
A little virtual vision.
Not tonight, though.
Nope. Just a good old radio show. Here we are. We have a few announcements. It'll be a short show, but we'll have some value, I hope, for our listeners.
Oh, I think so. We got some exciting things to announce after official announcements. How about that? Can't think of a better word, but
Let's hear some of your announcements.
Yeah. You guys listen to a little Mel action here and then, you get to hear the really good stuff coming from Doug, Uncle Doug. Anyway, as we always do at the beginning of these shows, we've got some announcements to make. Let's start off with Chasm Sultan. Good guy. He was a big hit at our party, which I'm sure we're going to review that later. But he has a radio show too, you guys. It's a traditional land-based radio, or whatever they call it, terrain-based. It's on RadioWoodstock.com Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern time. It's a really cool little format that he has going there. So it's just an hour. So wait, maybe while you're fixing dinner, check out Kazim's radio show. It's called It's My World and Welcome to It. Todd Store. Hey, have you guys visited the Todd Store lately? You should. Just because Todd's not out touring doesn't mean he's not selling merch. So go over there. They got some cute mugs and a real cute cooking apron with pictures of Todd. They've got, of course, T-shirts. Some real cool, like, Hawaiian board shorts. So check out toddstore.com, and they're going to be coming out with some more new stuff because they're busy guys over there. Let's see. I want to mention a page that has appeared on Facebook most recently. It's called Rungren Radio Events, Live and Virtual. It's a public page, so anybody can post there. You know, be nice. Just you can post whatever you like over there that has something to do with Todd or with our events, including the one that we we just had. It's been over a week ago now, but it feels like it was yesterday. And very importantly, we've got some new music that came out real recently, just a couple of days ago, from Todd Rundgren himself. It's a collaboration that he had with a guy named Narsi. Narsi is a Muslim hip-hop artist. It's pretty interesting. It's called Espionage. I'm sorry, I can't ever pronounce that word. And it promises to be part of an album that will eventually come out next year, 2021, called Space Force. And the plan is that every few weeks, another single will be let out of the gate. And you're privy to it right here if you listen or possibly watch RungrenRadio.com. So it's a cool song. It's getting some mixed reviews. I think it sounds a whole lot like some stuff that he did on the Liars album quite a while ago. But other people say it sounds like something off of the Global album or even White Knight. Todd himself has said this was supposed to be on the White Knight album, and it just wasn't ready in time. So check it out, Espionage from Space Force, Todd Rundgren's new single. And, you know, let's all talk about whether we like it or not. What you think, Doug? Do you have an opinion on it?
I love talking about stuff as long as people are diplomatic. So, yes, I actually like the song. I like the start of it a lot because it does give me a Liar's taste. But, you know, the more I listen to it, the more I like it. It's typical Todd stuff. Just give it about three listens, and all of a sudden you're singing it to yourself.
It's very catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I thought with the first few notes of it, I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to necessarily dig on this. But by the end of it, I was singing along with the chorus, and I was like, this thing's pretty catchy if I know the words by the end of the song. So
there you go.
So there you go.
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, it's one of those things where some people have an expectation going in, and they shouldn't. Just it's just a song, so it's a song that they should listen to as a song, not expect it to be Black Mariah or Hello, It's Me, then you might like it.
And you might like it. I see in our chat room, we've got some positive reviews on that, but Veronica mentioned that you might need headphones. And I tend to agree with her on this because as a whole lot of Todd's music goes, there's little hidden tones and sounds in there that are really important to the song. But if you're just listening for its commercial quality, you may not catch those neato torpedo little bits. So I agree. Check it out with earbuds or something like that, and then make your decision on whether you liked it or not.
Well, the good thing about a new song means there's a new album following, so all good.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got for official announcements. Let's get into some fun announcements, huh?
All right. Well, first, let's talk about RRXIII. That might be the last time I say that, 2020. I believe we could deem that a success. People seem to really like it. I had a lot of fun. You had a lot of fun. We were able to help support a ton of musicians and band support. We had somebody asked me today how many people, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, when you have to start adding the band members and stuff. It was a ton of people. So we appreciate everybody's support on that, on the GoFundMe, which is still going on, by the way. If you want to chip in, it's just go to GoFundMe and put in RRXIII 2020. And, you know, we did really well for people that are out of work due to the COVID pandemic, et cetera. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Chris Mel, we learned a lot.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to anybody who donated even just a little bit. It was really appreciated by these musicians. And as you said, or as Todd said, band support. I love how Doug has adopted that little term for his own.
Well, we were able to give to at least five people that are band support for Todd that are out of work pretty much. I mean, you know, they're not able to tour. So that was good. And just, it's a good feeling. Everybody did real well with that. We really do appreciate it. And we appreciate the people that watch the shows. If you haven't watched them yet, you can find them on our YouTube page, or you can just go to our website, rungrenradio.com, and go down to the, you'll see it on the menu. It's the last thing. We have all four of the videos up there. There were three shows, and then we had a final video where we had some bloopers and thanked people and did some other stuff. So.
Oh, man, I can watch those bloopers over and over on a loop. I really think I could. It's hilarious.
Well, the nice thing about this party was we were able to pull it off, first of all. We had to start from scratch, and we were very nervous. It took us a while to figure out how to do this video stuff, and we didn't master it. But we did pretty well. We've learned a ton from this, and that'll be good for the future. We really did learn a lot. There's still plenty to learn. But anyway, we hope you enjoyed it. We did. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
So moving along, let's get – there's some other stuff that we're doing internet-wise. We're trying to be young, you know, keep up with the kids, doing all the streaming and all this other stuff. We have added CLB to our volunteer staff. She's going to be running our Twitter and Periscope for us. You probably haven't heard of that even, but there you go. And then Lori Mimzik is taking care of Instagram for us. So you should see some amped activity on those two programs if you're on them. So be looking out for those posts from them. They don't have any direction to go crazy with it, but they can do what they want, and they'll post when they want. So hopefully they'll have fun, and you'll have fun getting some information.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with our first announcement, Cruiser Mail, besides the Todd, you know, official stuff and all that. Let's talk about Rungren Radio for a minute.
For the future
is now. We have good news and good news.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how you look at it.
But give us the good news first.
Okay, hang on a second. Linda Fisher's asking if we can post on them. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure you can if it's supposed to be the way it works on Instagram and Twitter. But if I'm wrong, you can ask CLB or Lori Mimzik, Kathy Lee Brandstetter, and they can help you with that. Because Mel and I are focused on something else, which we'll get into in a minute. But the first thing is, this will be our last Blog Talk Radio show. We are dumping this service and moving on.
Woo-hoo!
So, yep, 13 years. This is our 14th year, technically, of doing online radio shows. We've interviewed well over 100 guests. We've had a good time on it. We appreciate them and what they've done for us over the years, but it just hasn't been up to snuff the whole time. We've had chat issues, other issues, sound issues, but they, you know, they were free for a long time and they got us started, but now they're not. I don't know if y'all know that, but I've been paying for this service for a few years and I'm over it. So when I cut that off tomorrow or tonight, probably tomorrow, they're going to only have about 30 hours of our shows up. But don't be dismayed if you want to find archives. We have moved them to a website called anchor.fm, anchor.fm/Rundgren Radio. And they will be there. There's also some on TR Connection. There's some on iTunes and all that kind of stuff too.
Right.
And any kind of video stuff we may do in the future would be, we'll get the audio and we'll probably put it on Anchor FM because we know there's people that used to want to go walking and listen to our shows on iTunes or whatever, or listen in their car. So, you know, video, that's not, you know, you're not really, you can't do that necessarily, or maybe it's not so easy. So if we do any kind of video things, we'll do them, we'll turn them into audio and put them on anchor.fm/Rundgren Radio.
Okay,
so that's number
good.
One. I got
don't
want
to lose any some of that good content that we've done over the last 13 years. So I'm glad
we've got some really good guests that are no longer with us. So if you want to go listen to them, we've got some really special shows: the Todd Stock interview, Andy Partridge. You know, we had a lot of Moogie, a lot of Chasm, a lot of Michelle Rundgren. We've had Roger Powell, Willie Wilcox, Naz, folks. We've had all kind of people. You name it, in Todd's world, we just about had them.
Nikki Nichols, that was a
Nikki
hilarious
Nichols
one.
Who passed away. Yep. Mm-hmm. Pete Fornatel, who passed away. We have a lot to keep. So let's do that. I got an email I kind of need to answer here, so I'm going to play a song right quick. But let me make this announcement, and I'll play a song, because the song will be appropriate for it. So the next thing is, we have three announcements. So we're going to do, the future of Rundgren Radio shows will be via streaming. They will be video and audio. So similar to what you saw for the party that we did, except it won't be a party if we're doing the kind of shows like we've been doing. So if we interview, let's say, you know, Chasm Sultan, we would do it by video on a streaming service. The potential for this streaming service thing is unbelievable. So we are going in that direction. Just FYI.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be right back. We'll be right back. perfect song for what's going on.
Yeah, and that also was halfway written by Mo Berg, one of our guests last weekend.
Man, we had just a great list of talent for that party. I'm still amazed by all the people that were involved in that. Great stuff if you haven't seen it. Really good music. I love Mo Berg's stuff, his takes, you know, acoustic, really good. Anyway,
yeah.
So the future shows, you know, we're gonna take advantage of this video thing, and it's the potential is just unbelievable, the kind of things you can do and what we can do with this. And if y'all got any feedback for suggestions or ideas or things you did or did not like about the party, feel free to email me, Doug@rungrenradio.com. You know, did you like the Todd stories? Did you like the greetings? Did you like the music? Did you like the videos? Did you not like them? Something you didn't like? The skits, whatever. Anything like that, just give us feedback. We'll be happy to take it and consider it. And then anything you think we might should add. You know, there's things that we can do. There's a lot of potential with this. I'll just say that.
There is. And I do know that a lot of people enjoyed what you and I were calling the greetings. Or not the greetings. Yeah, well.
Yes.
Yeah, where people said hello and, you know, maybe showed their dogs or their bird.
Yeah, yeah, the fan greetings. Yeah,
fan greetings. And if you guys still want to, you know, if you didn't get a chance to participate with that, I mean, we loved watching those things. Feel free to video yourself and send them in. We do have a request, though. You know, like when you videotape with your phone, with your iPhone or whatever, and your phone is up and down like when you normally talk on it, the video just plays in the middle third, and then each side is black. So if you can just turn your phone just half a turn or a quarter turn, then the video will take up the whole thing, and we'll get to see your face much larger. So
yes,
turn it around to the side.
Turn it up. Mel's getting ahead of herself, though. What do we need greetings for, Cruiser Mel?
I'm sorry. I just thought maybe just for you and I to watch personally in our private time.
The greetings are great because people got to see each other, you know, because we can't right now. And then the group rooms were fun on Facebook. If you missed those, you might want to check that out. Join our page, ToddRungrenRungrenRadio.com, so that you can be part of that too. And anything we can find to be interactive, we'll try to add, you know, if you know, while we're going through this mess. So let's go to our third announcement, which is sort of the final announcement, the one that's probably the most important.
Yep.
We're going to do some more parties this year.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all hear that?
Via video.
Yes. Yeah, more parties.
We're going to start. So this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do one each month. So we're going to do a Halloween party. We're going to do something around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
For you overseas people, that's late November. We're going to do something for either the holidays at the end of December or maybe even New Year's Eve. We'll see how things are going and what people want. We're good at taking requests. So we'll see how that goes. But we already got Halloween planned out. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So if you think about Halloween, costumes, we can be very creative. So like Mel said, send in some videos. The email is rr13videos@gmail.com. That's Holly Duthie, who took care of the greetings and did a great job with that, especially adding text for those videos.
What was it again?
rr13videos@gmail.com. We'll put that in a email and, you know, newsletter. So join us if you haven't on the rungrenradio.com site. We'll put it on Facebook and all that. So we should have some really good creative greeting videos from you guys. And if you're not on our show, you only have yourself to blame because we're giving you an opportunity here. We had 100 total for the weekend party last weekend. 100. That was awesome.
100.
So have some fun with it. Just, you know, short and sweet little greeting to everybody. That's all we need. Happy Halloween, whatever. And that's one of the things that I love about this video deal, Cruiser Mel, is that there are so many creative people in this community that we can show off a lot of that. I've already got a couple more things up my sleeve for the Halloween party using some of the creative talent that we have out there. we got to use a lot, obviously, last weekend. So let's talk about the first party. You're going to love this. All right. We're going to throw a party, and we're going to have some similar things that we had for the last weekend's party. We're going to have videos from She-Ra, Secret Society, and Conduit of Humanity, just like last weekend. So they will submit a minimum of one video. And yes, the greetings are not live greetings, they're videos. So you just do it on your phone or whatever. So we got videos from three different bands already committed. And we really haven't started doing a whole lot more of stuff that we're going to do for this party as far as, you know, other talent and whatnot. We just kind of locked this in today. The headliner for this party, this is where it gets really, really good. We're going to go back to the Regent Theater with the Hermits of Mink Halloween.
Woo!
And they're going to do the entire Hermit of Mink Hollow, almost at Halloween, Mink Hollow album live. Plus,
isn't that amazing?
Bonus songs additional.
Uh-huh.
So we got an album show, Hermit of Mink Hollow by the Hermits of Mink Halloween on Halloween, on top of all the other entertainment we will deliver, including videos from our multiple fan bands. We may even look at Throw Money. Haven't asked them yet. Maybe Throw Money could do something this time.
Mm-hmm.
We will just continue to seek things out. If you want to give us some ideas, we'll take it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll do that. We'll give you some information soon with the times and all that. Probably be 8 or 9 o'clock Eastern for when the band comes on. We'll do a 1 to 2 hour pre-show with our videos and other things that we come up with.
Yeah, Halloween is on a Saturday night this year, so you can't really go anywhere unless, of course, you live out on an island somewhere, but may as well check in with us and be entertained.
There it is. So we're still working on some things on this, and we will have some expenses if we rent the theater. We're not sure if we're going to do that or I think we will, instead of the theater handling it. And one reason I think we're going to take that approach is that if the theater does it, then they want to do tickets. And we really don't want to do that. We liked what we just did, where people who are not doing well because of COVID can watch it for free. And the people that aren't having that issue can just help pitch in a little bit. We won't need the kind of funds that we had for this last one, obviously. But, you know, we'll need a little bit. So we'll just come up with like a suggested donation or something. And we'll come up with something. But don't worry, it's not going to break the bank. So you know, there will be some of that kind of thing.
We have a question from Drew saying, can we go to the Regent? Don't know about that. And a lot of it would probably depend on whatever the city or county is, you know, requiring. So, I mean, stay home, watch it on your computer or on your TV.
Yeah, they're not going to be selling tickets to go to the show. I mean, you could talk to Pohada them and maybe see if they let a couple people in if y'all want to go. But it's not going to be a show like that, no. It's going to be an online deal, streaming show. So the good thing about that is we get good sound, good stage. The Hermits will be prepared. They got some good surprises. I've already heard some of it. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But we know we're going to get to see and hear the Hermit of Mink Hollow, which is, I know a lot of y'all, including mine, one of our favorite Todd albums. So what a thrill that's going to be. Too much fun. This video thing, I'm telling you, it's just got so much potential.
And who knows? John Pohida might be enjoying that, what did he call it? The entertainer's secret? It came in it. I don't know. It seemed to look like a Budweiser can to me, but he said it was called Entertainer's Secret.
We need Drew to go in there. Somebody's got to do this in the crowd. Need somebody to do a little bit. Need some hecklers for the band. All right, so I think that's our news. I think that's it. So we got a Halloween party coming up next. We may do something before then, like an interview or something. We may experiment with some of the potential of this thing. Don't forget to hit me up if you have ideas. things you'd like to see. We have a lot of potential with this, I'm just telling you. And hopefully we'll have everything perfect this time. We'll give it a good try.
We need to practice a little bit more and try to get rid of some delays and some echoes, which generally seem to be on our end, your end and my end, and not our talent end. Y'all, we had such a good time. I know we had just as much fun as you guys did weekend before this past one. So it was fun, and we're hooked now.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a lot of fun. We got some good plans already for you. And if you have some ideas for something besides the party, like if you want us to interview anybody in particular, we might can pull that off. We just have a lot of capabilities for this. It's almost the same as Blog Talk in regards of the concept of interviewing people. We still can do that. You just be able to see them, and it'll be better sound and clearly better video because they'll have video, and it'll be a better chat room. It'll be on YouTube, all that good stuff. So I guess that's a wrap, Chris Mel. We just want to make sure everybody knew because we wanted to record one more show before we shut this thing down. And we wanted to tell you all the exciting news about the party for Halloween. We're real excited about it. And we think you will be. And then we're going to have parties in November and December. And we'll be coming out with some more information on that soon.
Yeah. So you guys keep yourself clean. Keep yourself safe. Keep yourself sane. And we'll see you. If we don't see you before, then we'll at least see you on October 31st.
All right. Thank you, Blog Talk. It's been a decent 13 years.
Mwah.
Time to move on.
You ready?
It's the land. We've seen it coming. No use running. Take it over. It's a dangerous drive. I'm afraid to arrive, but I strive to survive.
This is Todd Rundgren, and you're listening to RundgrenRadio.com.
You are the creme de la creme, my friend. Well, thank you so much for your support.